Blog Talk Radio.
Wah, yo, fuck them niggas who wait. Yeah, now we sounding sweet. Go, fuck them niggas who wait. Block them bitches who fake. Everybody is real and everybody too fake. Hell face, hell face, hell. Wait, fuck them niggas who wait. Block them bitches who fake. You could be an earthquake or be a snake. Hell face, hell. Let's get it. Fuck with me. Fuck them bitches who fake. All my shit on my plate. Got me under a fake one like you Donald Toupee. No real knowledge on foreign policy, obviously fake. But it's obvious, broken promises shall be a fate. I'm like the coach, dope as poet, no bullshit. I'm so devoted, I go at like 40 bitches. But I always go with Chloe, my baby mama T, my baby mama T. Labor took like 40 hours for no MEPs. Picked up the Maybach, I put these niggas in pieces. That dog shit, and watch these niggas walk in the feces on features. See, the problem is they Malcolm Jamal Warner, I'm Malcolm X. Combat, yeah, realest nigga everywhere. Keep my peeps in Christian, and they never gonna lose their edge. Fuck it though, we like fuck it though. Me and Sean Big Puffy though. He been on for a minute now, but with him around, I'ma double up. Try one and another one. Fuck you niggas more, another one. Fuck you niggas, I'm Kurt Hennig. Y'all niggas looking like bubblegum. Real shooter, Prince Bella. Real shooter, Prince Devin. Only Buddha, no limb bias. Nobody tries, we too excellent. The execution here is too special. Bless the booth, what I do special. You a main event, for main event. What I do, pay-per-view special. You sleep off a Lauren Steele. I'm peeping all you artists still. MMG still the hottest still. Like Rick Kelly and Arnie still. Woo! I'm on my Rick Flair.
Welcome to Wrestling It Back the Radio. Your host, Wayne Benitez. How's it going? Corruption and cronyism edition of Wrestling It Back the Radio. Yes, he's not corrupted or nothing. We have our co-host, Tommy Two Chips.
Hey. Pretty much, that is a good title for this show tonight, what you said. Oh, boy. A lot of stuff going on in the world. A lot.
That's just so damn corrupted. Yep. Including the mayor of Baltimore, Kathleen Pugh.
She is just one of the many. She's just one of the many mayors that Baltimore City has had over the years that has done nothing for the city. 50 years of poor leadership has got the city is ruined. Completely, and she's the latest one with her books. Doesn't make any sense whatsoever. I'm trying to figure this out. She says she wrote some child books, but no one can find a copy of the books. I'm like, okay, what is it? You see, you write the books. What, you can't find it on Amazon. You can't find it on Barnes and Noble. It's just strange. But she got money for them. It's like, all right. It's a lot more to it than that, but most likely, but it's just weird. It's bad.
Yes, and I wouldn't even think those Barnes & Noble, it wouldn't even make Barnes & Noble Amazon.
Yeah.
maybe one of those yard sales or something.
I would love to write a book. I would love to get money for something I didn't do. That's guaranteed money right there. You know?
And the grammar wasn't was lacking also.
Boy. It's just, you know, and then who's the acting man now? Because she's Kathleen Chiu.
Oh, Jack Young.
Jack Young, okay.
Bernard Young, yeah. They finally have a black man as a mayor since Kirk Smoke, acting mayor right now. So far, they said the three women mayors failed in the city.
Well, the city's not going to change. The city's not going to change anytime soon. I got to be honest with you. If you look at the history of the city of Baltimore, no matter who put in there, they've been Democratic and they have not done anything for the city. It's been failure after failure after failure after decades. It's just not going to change anytime soon with the Democrat Party in charge. It was not going to. But the thing that gets me is people vote for them over and over again. Hey, this is not working. You're complaining things are bad, but you vote for the people who's from the party that doesn't help you. It's like, you know, some people just can't put, like, one and one together. But again, you look at the Baltimore City education system, that's understandable.
I would say it's basically the wrong ones, the corporate Democrats that are like Hillary, basically. Those the ones they basically put in there. They don't have no progressive mayor and stuff. Like, it's a few names that's basically suitable, basically, because I'm still hearing rumors of Ben Jealous running for mayor, basically, the progressive candidate right there. I guess, you know, he can get the second prize of the Intercontinental mayor, besides the governor, and he if he ever announced that run for 2020, he will easily win right there because with the Bernie Sanders campaign, and he's a part of Bernie Sanders is his boy, so he more likely get in there because he has Dave Chappelle behind him, his I think guard cousin, and right there it will work all around Baltimore basically, because he will have enough campaign funds because it's not the whole state of Maryland, just Baltimore City right there. And he doesn't believe in taking money from interest groups or corporations.
I'm glad you have faith. I don't have any faith or any confidence in anybody on the left coming from the Democrat side, Democrat, socialist. I don't have any faith in them at all. Because you already know I'm a conservative. You know, I'm a Christian conservative Republican. I don't have any. Because there's too much bad evidence, overwhelming evidence that Democrats in charge it doesn't work out in the city. It hasn't worked out past over 50 years. If a progressive comes in there, you know, they probably will win. Because I don't think, you know, no one else is going to do and challenge them. So progressive probably will win, but I don't have any faith in it. None. I don't have any faith in it.
Right. Right, but it hasn't been no progressive mayor in a way long time. I would say Schaefer was a little bit of that also. The last time we had a successful mayor, a huge successful mayor. Right.
Yeah. But, there's been a few good things that have happened over the years, you know, in the city. But overall, the bad outweighs the good big time. And it's just, I just don't, you know, the people, just need to start waking up to how things are in the city. And just don't look at all, you know, examine all the candidates before they just pick one.
Right. And Brent, I know Brandon Scott, you know, he's a Mergenthaler alumni, and he's a very good progressive, and he don't believe in taking money from corporations and interest groups that his name been thrown around for mayor and city council president also. And he's on point with all the issues, basically, that he always have time to talk to every citizen of Baltimore, basically. He returned your messages and stuff. And he, but you know how they you know, some of the establishment said it, or he's, you know, or he's too young and all, yeah. But I think we need fresh faces. He's basically, I think he's going on 35 or 36 soon.
But he's old enough to run, so I wouldn't vote. I'm not gonna vote for anybody. I wouldn't vote for anybody on the left. I go completely new. But
he's not he's not far left, because we don't really have no. Kathleen Pugh wasn't never no left. She was. It felt like she was conservative, moderate. Left basically, because we still hold her accountable for that veto of the $15 minimum wage also, and basically lying about other things to get in office, like ending homelessness and everything, getting jobs for people with these job vans for them to find work and all of this. And she lied, basically. She went in there for greed for herself.
Well,
she's a corporate too, basically.
I'm going to say this about her. I never really was a fan of hers, but I will say that she does have a lot of guts, and she does have courage for one reason. A year ago, she went on Fox News to do an interview with somebody on Fox News. So they were interviewing her, right? And if for someone to go on Fox News, you know, conservative right-wing, you know, news network, you know, which is the number one cable news network, you know, for the past over 5 years, longer than that. But she had to go in there and take questions. I respect that, you know, because, you know, most mayors wouldn't do that, but she did it. She had a bonus to do that. But we're going to see what's going to happen with her. And I think, correct me if I'm wrong, she has like two more years left, or one more year left in her term? I think it's 2 more years. But,
No, she's, it's next year, the mayor's primaries in April.
Okay. Oh, all right. So one more year. But, see what happens with the city.
Yeah, she's stepping down before that ever happened, before January. Because Elijah Cummings would tell her to move aside, basically. It would be bad on him, his image. Even the city also. It will cause businesses to go else, not to come to Baltimore, basically.
Yeah, they're not coming to Baltimore, but if I won't come to more reason not to come.
Right.
You know, her.
Right. And I like Ben Jealous' approach, basically, and, you know, he has a lot of, he's a good capitalist, a venture person that has a lot of businesses, even from Canada, that was coming down here for the city to bring back, you know, factories to the communities, and that have good benefits like pension and things like that. and he's still interested in bringing them to the city also.
Here's a question for you. Here's a question for everyone that's listening. Okay. If Ben Jealous could not win the governor's race, how do you expect to win Baltimore City when Hogan, Baltimore City 60% black, Hogan got 40% of the black vote? So how is he going to he didn't come across, you know, as a strong person. And Larry Hogan didn't do his best at the debate. Ben Jealous had a better debate, but he's also lost the race for governor. So I don't know how he's gonna win city mayor of Baltimore. I really don't see it.
It's much easier because he had the votes right there. He has it right there. It wasn't because of the percentage of black people and stuff. Reality, people didn't show up to the polls basically in Baltimore City. That's the main problem right there, and he didn't have the funds for the campaign basically, and I think that if he would have reached out to, he made one bad move also with that argument with Jill Stein of the Green Party that time when in the 2016 election with Trump and Hillary right there, and he was saying, "Oh, third parties can never win and stuff," and that's what got the argument right there. And the Green Party, ever since that, you know, they most of them distanced themselves from Ben Jealous right there, and he should have reached out for him and for those Green Party progressives right there that could have helped promote his campaign and get the word out much better right there. Because of his, he didn't have the enough funds. Also, and also one third of the Maryland establishment, they didn't endorse Ben Jealous basically, like
he didn't,
Peter Franchos. He went with Hogan. It's because also that he's progressive, and Peter Franchos is more of a moderate basically. Democrat.
And also, Hogan is a businessman, too. Hogan was a businessman when he became governor. He's doing a great job. You know, he's doing a good job. I mean, he made mistakes, but he got a second term, which is hard to do in a, you know, Democratic state in Maryland. For a Republican to win a second term, that's rare.
And I know it was basically, you know, that the transportation issue in the city with the MTA system changing and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, the whole thing's wrong on that.
Yes.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
He was definitely wrong on that, basically, right there also. And
now,
I mean, of course,
right
he had that Chris Christie influence. You know, he was like the Chris Christie of Maryland, basically.
Yes, you know, he is friends with Chris Christie, but when he said the transportation's gotten better, he was 100% wrong. Ben Jealous was right. The transportation system in the city is bad. It's gotten worse.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, And Hogan said it's gotten better. No, it hasn't. That is the truth. But Jones was dead right on that one. Dead right.
Yeah. Yeah. And then also, I think Larry Hogan held an office here in Maryland. He before he was governor, though. He held some type of office also, and also his dad. You know, he had a position also. In the past, right? Because with Ben Jealous, of course, the former NAACP leader, you know, basically, people still don't, you know, kind of don't remember that. Basically, don't know who he is really, and also that you know, they, it was, you know, some people said that, what is Vince Vaughn running for governor and stuff, because he do look like a Vince Vaughn, a lighter Vince Vaughn. And right there, I think that it, that is right now, they definitely need to get, Baltimore City need to get rid of all of Kathleen True cronies out of office right there, including that, that, what's the Chinese guy named, Chow, that represents the water bill, basically, and he doesn't want to change it, like the county and stuff. And Baltimore Sun had, you know, gave, you know, Kathleen True advice to get, for him to step down, and she said no. Even Ben Jealous was saying that also. But the asshole's still in office.
They definitely got to get rid of a lot of people, and they want, it says he want change. I mean, really,
right.
and the people don't be, people gotta realize they have the power. We the voters have the power. We just gotta,
right.
You know, we gotta have shows like this that talk about stuff more often.
Right.
That's what we need.
And
we
what?
Need to, we have the,
go right ahead. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you go, we have the power. The people have the power. They say our vote doesn't matter. That's bull. That is a lie. We have the power. We get enough people to turn out that people actually start researching the issues and see what's going on, put one on one together. You see, we have the people have the power. That's
right.
What people in power control people by thinking that they don't have the power and give them some BS to believe in, which is not
right.
True. You know, some BS is not true to believe
right.
In.
Right. And basically, Baltimore, most of these people don't really understand who to really vote for, and they vote for that person because of because they black, they go by race, and all of this. No, you don't go by that. That's why we have this fool as the mayor, basically. You go by what can that person
policy.
Bring to the... Yeah, exactly. And she did some horrible things, even stereotypes for black people to get votes, like giving out free chicken boxes.
Well, that's pandering.
Yes, in the primaries, in order for her to beat Sheila Dixon by, I think, 1,000 votes, I think. It's like they got bamboozled, basically. Most of the people that took the chicken box, they got bamboozled. Then also, she lied to her campaign workers that she was going to pay them well. And she never did. And most of them was destroying her property and even the campaign vehicles also, slashing the tires. She just needs to go out in the sunset, basically.
Yeah, she does.
And she's going to use one of Donald Trump's line about to the media tomorrow. It's a witch trash with the media.
Witch hunt.
She, right. Oh, witch hunt, yeah. It's a witch hunt, people.
Why do you want to get her? What, I mean, why? What's the purpose? Why? What? I mean, she's dirty, like, you know, she's got some dirt on her, but why? You know, everyone's dirty, probably in the whole city council, you know, in the city government. You think about it. Remember a while ago, they had $15 million just disappear. Like, what happened to the money? Nobody knows. It just vanished. You know,
there's still no
when money.
Exactly. No money going to the schools for heat.
That was embarrassing. That was the talk of the nation, what happened above it. That was embarrassing. And then Larry Hogan went on TV and said, we gave you all this money for this and this from the government, and what happened to it? Because there was no reason for it. There's stuff going on in this city. That's why Hogan is not really dealing with the city government, because he can't trust anybody in the city government.
Right. Yeah, Baltimore City needs a facelift, basically.
And you want to talk about some more leadership? Let's talk about another Democrat city that's having problems. Talk about Chicago. I can't believe a man has 12 felonies and all of being raped. That just blows my freaking mind right there. That doesn't even make any kind of sense. And all the police investigation evidence, so much against him, they should have gone to trial. It's just, I can say so much about that, but actually, you don't mind. Can I talk?
Yes.
All right. If one of us common people will have did anything with Jesse Smollett there, we would have been in jail in no time and quick, you know? But it seems like if you have a certain status, Hollywood, you're an entertainer in Hollywood, you have money, and I'll probably go a little bit even far into the rabbit hole, a certain sexual orientation, you're going to get off. It's just not right. You know, the man should be in trial. And now the police are saying, the police are protesting. They got all these new people in office now. These got a new mayor, this new mayor in Chicago. This is the first black female who's mayor in Chicago. And then they have a new state attorney, something like that. And it's just like, it's confusion. Very confusion. You slap your face in law enforcement. I said, you know, I appreciate what you did. And that guy caused so much confusion, not about hate crime, not about a group of people, you know, Trump supporters, to protect them. It's just like he just did things so destructive. And it's no consequences for him. That's not right. That means there's no accountability.
Right.
You know? And rumor has it that Obama, like, Obama was involved in it. Somebody who worked for Michelle Obama helped to intervene in it. It's like, why do you want to do that? That's obstruction of justice. You know, it's just crazy. The man is not innocent.
Right.
There's no way. It's like, I got no problems with the crime or anything. They finally do their job right, perfectly, and people say, you know what? We don't care what you say. He's going to get off free.
Right.
So Obama's having problems with his politicians. Apparently, that Chicago's got a problem with their politicians and lawyers, because that's just a slap in the face right there.
Yes, and they recently have a new mayor, the first ever lesbian woman mayor, basically.
Right.
And because Emmanuel, he was horrible, basically, because the reason he got in because of he was in the Obama's administration right there.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't understand why would they vote for him to get in like that.
People need to wake up. Look what's going on. Something's not right. Now, about the Jesse Smollett case, we talked to the majority of people. I don't care, you know, if they were on both, either Republican or Democrat, everyone says that was messed up. You talk to everybody, white, it doesn't matter. Everyone said it was messed up. They got off. Nobody is happy about this. Nobody.
Yes. And he's basically, Yeah, the gay Tupac of the industry.
Well, he didn't fight. He called him the gay Tupac, but he can't even, he didn't fight anybody. I mean, come on. I don't even think he could fight if he had to go 1-on-1 with somebody in a fight. He couldn't hold his own. I'm willing to bet that. I'm willing to bet he couldn't hold his own.
Wow.
I certainly don't think so. Tupac could have held his own if he had a fight. And that's like he's done it before, you know. On. How you compare himself to Tupac? Really? Man, that guy's delusional. I mean, Hollywood, the entertainment industry, parts of it is just so, they own another world right now. The Hollywood, people in Hollywood, some of them own another world. Parts of it are not connecting with the kind of folks in reality. Really?
Yes.
The way, some of them think. Not all of them, some of them. And they all backed him. Even at any NAACP Awards, Chris Rock cracked on him. Because, you know, Chris Rock is funny. I mean, the man makes valid points by being funny. He's like George Carlin, you know, and some other, you know, other comedian, you know. But he's still going to Hollywood star supporting him. And he lied. I'm just boggled by that. What did he think about what he doing up there in Hollywood? Some of them, not all of them.
He was doing it because of they wasn't paying him enough money for Empire.
I would love to make $100,000. He was $150,000 an episode. I would love to make that much. So out of 27 episodes, it's $150,000 an episode times 20. I'm well over $2 million a year. I'd be happy with that. I mean, it's
wow.
Really rough, but you know, come on, man. And a lot of people know that he's lying. And not only that, there's some people who read body emotions, body expressions. They got people who used to work for the FBI and other agencies. They get told when somebody's lying. And they all said he's lying through his teeth. Even after everything was dropped, they still said he was lying.
Wow.
It is unbelievable.
Right. And yes, we lost another artist from the hip hop scene, also activist, rapper Nipsey Hussle.
Sad story.
Yes. And basically, his the guy that did it, I want to say, Eric Holder, the former cabinet member of Bill Clinton. And I was just saying, Eric Holder Jr., wow. Yeah, the guy basically was a hating ass Negro, basically, for what he have done, basically. I know there's a lot of mental, African Americans lead have the more mental issues in the United States than any race when it comes to living in, you know, those situations in a city with poverty and not a lot of, you know, fathers in the households and other things going on. And the guy Nipsey Hussle, he brought jobs to his communities. He came back,
yeah.
Opened up shops, and the guy should have had he didn't want to maybe get a regular job and stuff. And he was trying to offer him one, but you know that he didn't want it probably. And you know that he was just getting tired of him staying, in a store like that. And he gonna do, you know, go out there to plan his for him to be killed.
Yeah, you know, here's the thing: the man was doing good, and even before he like he died on Sunday, I think it was like earlier this week, like it was so it was on Tuesday, or sometime this some other time this week. He was going to go and have a meeting with the police department to talk about how can we stop gang violence. So the man was definitely trying to do some good. He was doing good, you know. You know, in his songs, he talked about this, you know, a lot of gangster stuff and some other stuff, but the man was doing good. His actions show that he was trying to do good, you know. And it just boggles my mind that, you know, people always say, don't come to the community. You don't care where you came from. You don't help the community. You can't. Okay, a lot of times, you can't go back to the community where you came from and try to help out because a lot of people in the community, their minds are not right. They don't have that success, that mindset to be successful, or they don't know what it takes to be successful. So when someone goes out of the community, gets successful, and come back in, they get jealous. The Breakfast Club talks about this. The radio show, Breakfast Club, Charlamagne Tha God, and on it, you know, he made a good, you know, they put a question out there. Can a black person be successful and go back to his own community? You know, try to build. And I said, like, wait, that's a good question. It gets you thinking.
Yes.
You know.
And it's, yes. And he, on top of that, he destroyed a family legacy, basically. Now his kids is without a father, basically.
Yeah. And one of the kids was with him when he got killed. So the kids saw that happen, and that's going to make a kid out. I mean, I don't know. I feel sorry for that kid. I mean, if you thought it was on family, but a kid that saw him get killed, that's gonna be in your head for the rest of your life. It's like Batman, you know, Bruce Wayne saw his killed, and he was never the same since. He keeps thinking of it. He thought about that. That image was in his head, you know.
Right. And it's a shame, basically. And all these, even these conspiracies, all that, the government had something to do with it, you know, or all of a sudden, it's like that, the CIA and all this. No, it was none of it. No conspiracy whatsoever.
Right, none. No conspiracy at all. It goes to a deeper problem about, you know, black and black crime.
Right.
And a lot of times,
I was thinking right there a bounty that he went to someone and someone must have paid him off a big bounty from the area right there. A big bounty hit.
What was his past? I don't know much about. You know anything about his past? Nipsey Hussle's past? Was he involved in the game before? Or was he doing illegal stuff before he became famous? What's his past?
No, he wasn't doing nothing illegal, no. It's just people in his neighborhood knew him. And it's like the idiot killed one of his own. And this thing about Black Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter should be not killing black on black, or innocent children or elderly like that. It should be about unity, basically.
Right, and I agree with you 100% on that. I have never been a fan of Black Lives Matter. Never. When they came out
right.
and started protesting, I've never been a fan of that. Never. I always thought they weren't prime time.
Yeah, and of course, I don't like bad cops that will kill an innocent bystander for nothing. I'm not. I just don't like that right there. Basically, I don't like the with the bad cops doing it for racial profiling or any other like that.
It does happen, but it doesn't happen as much. You know, it does happen. I agree. It does happen. It does happen. But for every one, you know, cop kills an innocent black man, there's like four murders of black on black crime. So it's like black on black crime is like is more of a problem than the police. That's the way I see it. Because I'm not worried without. Sometimes when I go, you know, hang out in the city and all that, I'm not worrying about the police. I'm not, especially if I'm out late night. You know, I'm not worrying about the police coming harassing me. I'm not. That's not a concern of mine. You know, because, and you know, especially in the city in Baltimore where we live at, you know, it's just crazy. And a lot of the crime that happens, the shooting, has been on black and black crime for the most part in the city. I think overwhelmingly, 90%.
Right, and
you know,
the police force is leaving. More officers is leaving the force, going to other places and stuff. And they understaffed. They, you know, they doing more hours and stuff. And they, on top of that, they basically, most of them basically regular officers are underpaid basically, because once they don't have, most of it goes to the taxes they take out basically. They the city and state take out a lot of taxes right there.
Mm-hmm.
If you doing a city or state job, they take a lot of taxes and stuff, and it's like they definitely need the better wages and stuff, and it's like of course they're gonna be coming back out every time when he makes the arrest, 50% of the time.
Yep.
And some say that it's too the judges are too liberal and in the city. And they need more. They need a balance like Baltimore County, like with moderates. And it seems like right. And some of them probably do a payoff also. It feel like a payoff.
You said a word. You get judges. You said there were judges, and it goes into a judicial system. Our judicial system is messed up, too. You know, that's bad.
Right, even the juvenile system also.
Right.
And they basically killing innocent bystanders and stuff, some of these juveniles.
Yeah. But it can't. I think, believe it or not, I believe all this can change. I believe there's still hope that, you know, what's going on in Baltimore and what's going on in Chicago, they all can be changed, but the people have to wake up. It can be changed. There's some things that have to happen, but it can be changed. Because I really don't think that people wake up in the morning and say, you know what, I'm going to commit a crime. They don't wake up to do that. I think all human beings don't wake up and want to do that. So we just got to find out why all the stuff is going on, you know, why the shooting, why the killings are going on. You know, and some of them might know why it's going on, but you talk to people who are actually doing it, they don't know. They don't know why it started, what is doing it, why they want to attack somebody. You know, some of them might know, some of them is like, why are you doing it? They probably won't have an answer for it. But there is still hope.
Right.
And you mentioned one thing earlier about the father. That's a big thing. Right? That's a big part. Right? You got to rebuild the family. It starts right there. Because a lot of your Republicans, particularly your black Republicans, been saying that for decades, that you got to rebuild a family, have two parents in the home. I mean, because like, a lot of these, males are going to jail. They came from single, a lot of them came from, single parent homes. A lot of them did, And a lot of these kids are like doing crime. They can't, a lot of them came from single parent homes. I mean, the times are getting harder and harder, because times are getting harder and harder. You gotta have two parents in a household. You have to now. Because if you have two parents in the household, the kid's less likely to do bad. The odds of him doing bad decreases dramatically. It's still going to happen, but decreases dramatically. I respect any time I see a father, a male with a kid, I try to give him encouragement. Say, good job. That's a son. Good job. We need more men like you with the kids. We need more men like that. I have friends who has, who has children and they have the man and a woman in the household. I respect that. I mean, that is a beautiful thing. One day I hope to get married, find myself a good woman, and I'm gonna have kids and everything. But for all my friends, especially one that has a certain talk show. I salute them. I have full respect for them. Full respect. Because I know they're doing it right, and the kid is going to be right. It's going to be all right.
Right, and it's basically like 59% in America for African Americans that don't have fathers in the household compared to. Hispanics, I think 33 or 34%, and then Caucasians is 23 or 24%.
And so we're the highest,
right?
And
I understand about even with the social service has changed over the years also from. Over 40 some years ago also. Some call it like bad capitalism right there. They changed the format of social service to have that took the bread maker out the households and stuff. Ever since the Martin Luther King riots.
Mm-hmm.
Even also the centers and factories from urban neighborhoods right there. And it's, later on it came up with the drug academic also in the 80s.
Yeah, the crack thing did not help. That definitely didn't help. Yeah, and the CIA did put crack in a black community. That's been proven. There's no doubt about that. But the CIA also put D in a white community. So the black community was so already bad, and in a lot of cases, it just added to things, and it just made things a whole lot worse. So if any government conspiracy, I believe that. CIA put crack cocaine in the black communities. That's been proven. I believe that.
Right, and the Clintons made it worse when he got in. Bill Clinton made it worse with the crime bill. But really, who wrote it? Joe Biden. Joe Biden wrote details after details. Yes, the misogynist.
That man is like, woman, he comes across as being trustworthy and down to earth, but then does these things to females. You know, I don't know what to say to that. You know, but why would all these
Of course,
years
right? He looked like the Ric Flair of the liberals. And they look at him as great because he was the vice president of under Obama, and I'll be trying to, you know, for people to look up their history on this guy right here, that he can't even he never won no primary before. It's just like Marvin Lewis haven't won a playoff game for the Bengals, basically. He came up fifth or seventh place. He ran for primaries three times in it, even when in the '80s and stuff. Jesse Jackson was way ahead of him. Way.
Oh.
He came in fifth place in the that time for the, in order for them to run up against Reagan. Even with Obama, I think, what, fifth or seventh place in the primaries in 08? That's how bad he has a bad track record.
Yeah, Joe Biden. That...
And they think that he, too late for him to, he's not, he will never beat Trump.
No, I agree 100%.
No way.
I don't think anybody
right,
can beat Trump right now. Cause, go ahead.
And the only way he will, he will never beat Bernie unless the DNC screwed Bernie Sanders again, big time.
Yeah, I have to admit that. You're right on that, too. They did screw Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders had a momentum and everything. I would love to, most people, I would love it, and a lot of people would love to see Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump in a debate. Now, I respect Bernie. I really do. I respect him. Because I respect, I believe, passion, what he believes in, and you could tell he's, you know, he's real about what he says. I don't agree
right,
with
and,
him, but I respect
right,
him.
Right, and I basically, you know, I changed mine to independent, basically, recently when I went to the NVA. Because things will never change. And the U.S. Democratic government, it will never, they will have cronies like Schumer and the Nancy Pelosi's to hold people back.
Yeah. And the funny thing is, you're independent. And check this out. They always go after the independents when it comes election time. The independents are the ones you could say are like the undecided people, and they would try to get the in both sides, Republican and Democrat, would try to get the independent vote. So you're in a good position, you know, you're in a good position being an independent. That's one of the
right.
Good assets of being an independent.
Right.
You know.
And it's like the U.S. Democrat Party, basically, is the biggest rig job, basically. And you don't see that in the RNC, basically. They go whoever wins it, fair and square, basically. They just go with it.
Mm-hmm.
And they done that to Jesse Jackson also in 88 with the caucus.
Yeah, I mean, oh, yeah, that's good in 88. He was actually, he won some state with a primary.
Right, it was only just one Democrat that endorsed him. That was from the Minnesota House of I forgot his name, Congressman that was in Minnesota. That was a progressive, and also Bernie Sanders when he was the mayor of Vermont.
Yeah,
they the only endorsements right there because they turned on Jesse Jackson right there. Once they did that, you know Bush was going to get back in right there. Bush was going to win. And a few of my family members actually voted for George Bush, too, over the caucus.
Oh. Bush wasn't that bad of a president. You know, he didn't, you know, he served one term, but he didn't do anything really, you know, really bad.
Right.
You know.
I would say right there with the Ross Perot movement right there, that just the reason Bill Clinton is in office, with one-on-one, he wouldn't beat George Bush.
Yeah, that Ross Perot did an independent did shake things up. Yes, he did.
Right, and it was like a conservative battle. It was the biggest conservative battle. Even he had other independents supporting him. Basically, if he would have kept it going, he would have changed the game right there. And that's what we really wanted from Bernie Sanders. To screw the Democratic Party, the run on that third party, whatever it was going to be, independent or Green Party, and just stick it with, tell the Democrat Party to go stick it, and he would have did a thing with Jill Stein as the VP right there. That would have been the greatest move right there. Because they, because he would have been Optimus Prime, and Trump would have been, of course, you know, I'm not a Trump supporter. He's basically Megatron, basically. Trump is like the Megatron, but they have same things when it comes to, you know, billionaires from Walmart and other spectrums. Yeah. And it can basically happen right there that people want to see that also. Even when Jesse Ventura was in it, he threw his name in a hat for running on third party in 2020. Because he has that feeling that Bernie is not, they're going to screw Bernie, even if Bernie have won 48 states.
Yeah, Bernie's playing out whole battle, but he can't win.
Yeah, I know we have a few more minutes left because it's a we have other priorities to commit to. We have a few more minutes left, and you was what do you think of his WrestleMania card right now?
Oh, after Monday Night, I watched Monday Night Raw for the first time like in over 3 months, and oh man, Ronda Rousey, Charlotte Flair, Becky Lynch, that crazy cat, what happened Monday Night? I am so pumped up for the main event. Plus the titles, you know, winner takes all. Main event is good, and I went to SmackDown last night in Baltimore. You know, went down, I was there. Kofi, I'm really rooting for Kofi a lot more now, too. So I'm looking forward to it. The card is starting to, you know, has potential. Now, I don't care about the triple threat. I mean, Triple H and Batista, I don't care about that too much. You know, that's one of my least matches I'm not into.
Right. And it was amazing how Daniel Bryan was getting heat from the crowd calling them a Baltimoreans, a bunch of ignorance.
Yes. Oh, yeah, he was getting a lot. Yeah.
And he's a Green Party. And he's a, he supported Jill Stein. He's a Green Party progressive. And it seemed like he has that political thing in his the new Daniel Bryan right there. And I noticed that I'm comparing AEW to the Bernie Sanders movement right there. All Elite Wrestling.
Oh, All Elite Wrestling is getting better. It's coming together. They got Jim Ross's comic that is on the commentating tour. Everything is going to be good for them. I mean, taking the fans into how they doing things to social media. Everything's going good for it. They have a lot of things in their favor, and things are going good for them. Now, a lot of people, some people have been, asking the question, should Vince McMahon fear AEW and other independents? What do you think on that, sir?
I mean, of course, Vince is fear of Vince that he doesn't want another promotion on top again. But Vince got to stop. Let it be. Run other companies in wrestling because he's not stepping his game up, and he don't want no change right there.
Yeah.
And I think that he's basically out of touch right there. Even with this, he losing a lot of black audience right there, and I just have that feeling Kofi is going to get screwed somehow by Big E or something, with Big E being that part right there.
Oh boy, that could happen, but I don't want to see that. I don't want to see, but it could happen.
Right, and that will be. I wonder what they be starting throwing, trash in the ring. the ones that they from coming from Europe and stuff.
Yeah.
Places Europe, Canada, of course, New York and Philly. I think it will be a riot scene right there. Even with Fuck You Vince chants. I want to see. Can you imagine the next night for Raw and SmackDown? Mm-hmm. It's going to be a lot of, it could be a lot of Fuck You Vince chants and stuff. Vince, or you never know, they might push a Vince or a racist.
They might
do the impossible right there and then, some saying that all the stuff from fan access is donating 1% going to the Trump campaign for Linda McMahon's Super PAC.
Really?
And, yes, this is why I'm going to WrestleCon, because they lied about their ticket prices. Went from 200 to 300.
Wow.
For a family of three. For three tickets. And even I heard people, from Europe last year were saying how bad the fan access sucks, that Shawn Michaels' autograph signing was almost 200, I think 150 or something. Or 200.
Wow.
And WWE has the worst fan interaction. Come on, Impact Wrestling is beating them on Twitch. And
they're good.
Right, and they invite any media. Like myself, I'm doing a conference call for Ron Van Dam tomorrow. And you can interact, and they media friendly. Vince is not. It's like he's mad with Jericho now that he's with all of the wrestling, that none of Vince wrestlers can't be on his show no more.
Now, here's the thing about Vince. Okay, I understand where he's coming from. He's a businessman. Every businessman wants to be on top, regardless. You know, they have the best things, and a lot of people in business are competitive. So I understand where this is coming from. You know, when not around Chris Jericho, how he's dealing with Chris Jericho. So I understand that. But like you mentioned earlier, things has got to get better, with WWE and how they're doing things,
Right.
Because, here's the thing with Vince McMahon. He won Supercard this Saturday. It sold out in 30 minutes. And then there is another wrestling event. Oh, boy. RVD and Sabu is going to be in a tag team match against the Lucha Brothers. That's going to be, it's a lot of stuff going on. A lot of good wrestling is going on, this weekend, from down to WrestleMania. From Thursday
yes.
to Sunday to WrestleMania. A lot of good stuff going on.
And especially Santana Jackson, he recently had a match up there. He's still going to be up there for the WrestleMania weekend. He just did his DDT moonwalk. Shout out to him, basically. He wrestling the guys like Disco Inferno, others, and he doing stuff. I see him with Jerry Lawler. He could be an Impact Wrestling soon, or you never know and stuff with their connection with the NFL, Las Vegas alumni, and other things right there. And we could see Impact on a major, finally back on a major network, or the Pursuit picked up, finally have a deal with Xfinity and other providers right there. And they own half of the network, the Impact Wrestling owners, basically. I think this is why they, with the contract situation also, they paying for the contracts from the network. And they could be big also with a major network, with AEW. Once they get their deal right there, it's going to be huge right there. They could be back on Turner Network television right there. That would pave the way for Impact Wrestling to be back on, and Ring of Honor basically could step their game up. Could be spending way more money. They spending more money on contracts now, and because let's figure out that both Sinclair Broadcasting and the Khan family has more money than Vince McMahon.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes.
But nevertheless, AEW, it's a matter of time before they get their TV contract. It's coming. We don't know who it's going to be with, but they will get their TV contract eventually.
In the fall, and Fox executives is kind of nervous of WWE being on a Friday now, that they even talking about a 3 hour that will kill SmackDown, because SmackDown can't even get 3 million viewers, basically.
Right.
And they don't think they will get the 3 million viewers right there. It could be a failure right there on a Friday night and they averaging in the early 2 million viewers right there, and that could hurt it right there. That could hurt the viewership, and if he doesn't change the storylines, it's going to be worse. I don't care if he added every superstar from Raw on the SmackDown brand. it would still look like a not a good enough polish thing right there. Vince got to worry. He got to worry right there because they talking about moving other nights or adding more content, WWE content. And they already have way too much content right now, and it's burning out the viewers also. They either, you know, leave or do other things. They have other options. Go to indies or anything or not come back to the WWE product right there. Just stick with the NXT, or even though NXT is basically 400, maybe 500,000 viewers, I mean, fans that get into it, that knows about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that will be a big burner if Fox canceled WWE. If they don't, if they have poor numbers on there.
And they will, if they have poor numbers. But yeah, basically, I still like WWE. I will watch WWE. I think WrestleMania is the greatest event, one of the greatest events in the history of mankind. But Vince McMahon and WWE should fear these other promotions because they're getting popular and they're getting popular. They have good wrestling. And fans, will slowly start to turn to them.
Right.
Slowly.
And it's like Impact did a very good, excellent storyline with Sue Young and Rosemary also with Allie last week. Like Freddy Krueger killed off Allie right there.
Right.
Freddy Krueger's claw right there. Even with Kevin Sullivan, part of in there with James Mitchell, it was classic. It was so very well put together, a horror movie pro wrestling thing. It was well done. Way better than Randy Orton and Bray Wyatt in the house, fighting in an empty house.
Yeah. TNA on Twitch, is pretty good. And you have Santos, is Melissa Santos, who's like the host. Dude, you could tell she's an all-out wrestling fan, the way she connects with the people on there. She's basically in her house. Doing stuff like she's one of us talking and everything, saying, "Hey, what's this? How you feel about this? I feel this. How y'all feel?" She's like literally, she's a great hostess on Impact on Twitch. Great hostess, you know.
Yes.
Because she's engaged to Brian Cage. They supposed to get married this year. You know.
They already have a child. She's home with the child basically. Or some occasions, she's doing promotions with other on there with Impact, going like with video games and stuff.
Yeah.
Video game tournaments. And Vince, of course. It's poverty in New York. They not going to fan aspects like that to spend their bill money or like that. WrestleCon, it's like they more going up to WrestleCon with all these legends and stuff and still watch wrestling, Pancakes, Power Driver, all of them. The only ones from WWE that's going to be there is Renee Young, who else? Corey Graves. That's it. Because Sting got removed from WrestleCon because of WWE. Didn't want him there.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yep. And Yep, and Russell Cohn has 200 wrestling wrestlers, basically, total, from legends to wrestlers, and basically they have tons right there.
Yeah. Well, WrestleMania's going to be good. I will be watching WrestleMania, and I will be watching the G1 Supercard this weekend, too. Saturday night. I will be watching that.
Right.
So it'll be a good weekend.
Right. I can see Vince cringing at the I think he want to see Ring of Honor in New Japan. I think he will turn red in the face. Don't take it out on Titus O'Neil.
Yeah, it's been fun tonight, man. It's been fun.
Yes, I definitely will. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, happy WrestleMania weekend. Go out there to watch it on either the network, even other companies, the fight on the Fight Network, or be there in person for Impact, or you going to other ones like Major MLW Wrestling, Battle Riot. It's a lot of opportunities to go to in the New
right,
Jersey,
Battle
New York
Riot,
area this
Battle
weekend.
Battle Riot 2 this weekend. Yep, Battle Riot 2.
Yes.
Well, have a good night, sir.
All right, you too. Ladies and gentlemen, that was co-host Tommy Two Chips signing off. If you want to download this interesting show, debate, and WrestleMania preview, it's up at blogtalkradio.com/WrestlingItFactorRadio or Facebook fan page at WrestlingItFactorRadio/ItFactorEntertainmentRadio. Yeah. This is Wayne Benitez signing off. Later.
What? Yo. Fuck them niggas who hate. Yeah. Now we sounding sweet. Go. Fuck them niggas who hate. Duck them bitches who fake. Everybody is real and everybody too fake. Hell face. Hell face. Hell. Wait. Fuck them niggas who hate. Duck them bitches who fake. You can be an earthquake or be a snake. Hell face. Hell. Let's get it. Fuck with me. Fuck them bitches who fake. All my shit on my plate. Y'all be under a fake one like you Donald Toupee. No real knowledge on foreign policy, obviously stupid. But it's obvious, broken promises shall be a fate. I'm like the coast, dope poet, no bullshit. I'm so devoted, I go at like 40 bitches. But I always go with Chloe, my baby mama T, my baby mama T. Labor took like 40 hours for no MEP. Pick up the Maybach, I put these niggas in pieces. I dog shit and watch these niggas walk in the feces on features. See, the problem is they Malcolm Jamal Warner, I'm Malcolm X. Compare, yeah, realest nigga everywhere. Keep my peeps in Christian and they never gonna lose their edge. Fuck it though, we like fuck it though. Me and Sean Big Puffy though. He been on for a minute now, but with him around, I'm a double up. Try one and another one. Fuck you niggas more, another one. Fuck you niggas, I'm Kirk Hennig, y'all niggas looking like bubblegum. Real shooter, Prince Ballard. Real shooter, Prince Devin. Only Buddha, no limb bias, nobody trash. We too excellent, the execution here too special. Bless the booth, what I do special. You a main event, a main event, what I do, pay-per-view special. You sleep off a Lawrence Stale, I'm peeping all you artists still. MMG still the hottest still, like Rick Kelly and Arnie still. Woo! I'm on my Rick Flair, hit your head, infrared, weapon on 6-0. I'm on my neighbor boy. Niggas try to fuck up my money, niggas who fake. Fuck them bitches who fake. You can be a earthquake or be a snake. Hell face, hell face, hell. Yeah. Fuck them niggas who fake. Fuck them bitches who fake. Everybody is real.